Hello, everybody. Episode 44.
Yes.
Yes, Push My Buttons Games podcast / episode 200.
For those of you who are in podcast land, Ryan something. Just kissed his microphone.
something of Nerddome. This is a crossover episode.
The one time that I was hosting for Push My Buttons, I almost said, welcome to the Nerddome podcast. I had to write Push My Buttons down, otherwise I was going to mess it up.
Yeah, we're doing...
That's fine. Just keep doing it.
We're doing both at the same time because we happen to have half-ish and half-ish.
Is it push my nerd dome buttons?
Sure.
Push my nerd buttons.
Push my nerd buttons. There you
go. Games. Push my nerd buttons. Games.
Games dome. It's all one
Games
word.
Games dome.
No. Push my nerd buttons. Games Mish. Dome.
It's kind of like when the first Avengers movie came out and all the characters came together.
Yeah, that's
what this episode is.
We have a spinny
that
camera.
That made me cry.
Yeah, we need one more.
Spinny camera going around us. Mm-hmm.
We need one more.
We even have the one lady.
Can someone go find the Hulk? That's all we need.
I think that's Ryab.
He hasn't shown up yet.
I think Ryab's Hulk.
I am just green.
In this scenario,
he does have
of
the green
Avengers,
mic.
Because yes. The guy with the Captain America is obviously...
Then we got Daredevil.
Captain America. And then you got the red hair. So.
And the black shirt. So you're
yeah,
perfect.
Red hair, black shirt.
This is perfect.
So that, all right, but first, okay, we have Hulk.
Uh-huh.
We have Daredevil. We have Black Widow. We have Captain America. Who am I, everyone?
Thor, because you're the one that works out.
Yes, but I think if we're sticking to Avengers, I'd probably have to be Iron Man.
I also have a protein shake here
instead of Hawkeye.
We're
missing Hawkeye.
Yeah, we're missing a Hawkeye.
I don't know. If you shot arrows, then you instead of guns, you might fill that
maybe.
Void.
Maybe.
Well,
but Iron Man shoots guns out of his hands and shoulders and shins and knees and.
Shoulders.
There's no orifice that guns don't come out of Iron Man.
It's true.
All of the orifices.
Oh, man.
Guns out of every orifice.
Yep, that's a good episode title. Guns out of every orifice.
That'll be the Nerd Dome title.
No guns into orifice for Iron Man, though, is what I'm hearing.
People get confused because we'll have an episode, like a normal episode name for Push My Buttons, and then Guns of Every Orifice.
Yeah. Push My Buttons has always had, like, normal news story episode
names. This week
names.
We talk about this.
I always wondered why.
Like... I don't know. I just think it was like a practical, easy to do thing, and then Nerddom always has the silly, like really awesome episode names,
or it's just some random shit.
I still
we say.
Remember when I made a joke about splash damage, and you guys decided to make that the episode title. I felt so honored.
Do you remember when you listened to every episode to gather my list of titles?
I will have you know, I was in a study group. From my grad school anatomy class, and I should have been studying. And they thought I was listening to anatomy videos. I was just listening to Nerddome all the time.
And they're he was like taking notes. Of, okay, now I can skip to the
that
next
was,
episode.
That
all
was
right,
the time when I was
next episode
when I was binging on monsters and ADD medicine to survive grad school. So I was on the spice melange. I was all over the place. I was in multiple dimensions, and I was just recording and making your title.
Do you think we're gonna get a Dune video game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We have a Dune tabletop game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm actually reading the rules right now because...
Is it new or old?
It's new. It's brand new. It was released like 6 months ago.
Oh.
It was released by publisher Modipus. They've done a lot of good stuff. They've also done the Dishonored tabletop game. They recently released Dune. I'm reading the rules when I go to LA. By the way, everyone in podcast land, I'm here in person.
In person.
In person.
In person.
We can
reach
we've
out.
Met.
We can reach out and touch him, but you cannot.
Yes.
Yes.
So it is nothing
Mike.
Different for them.
I'll flex when everyone does it.
Flex.
But I'm on my way to LA to celebrate my birthday with my parents and my immediate family, my brother, my parents, my cousins. And I stopped here for a couple of days, and I was like, let's record an episode. And then I disappeared. So thank you to everyone else who organized it, and I just showed up. I really appreciate
so
that.
So Jamie was like, we're recording today? I was like, yes.
Shit!
We discussed this at 9 p.m. on Monday, so...
So I apologize about that. I have just been all over the place because I'm trying to catch up. I have not been to Utah for like a year and 8 months, so it's... Hopefully I can be...
Last time you were here, you held my bean-sized child.
Yeah.
Who can now get up and run around.
How many beans is he now?
He is many a bean. Many moons have passed and the beans have multiplied. Probably pinto beans, I would guess.
Beans! Different kind of bean.
You're a different kind of bean.
I send her cat memes where it shows the paws of the cat beans. Feet, and she will reply in all caps with like 400 exclamation points. Beans!
I love it.
But
so send Pat cat memes.
Beans all the time.
But to continue what I was saying, I'm reading it because I have some friends in LA who are really big Dune fans, and they want to watch the new movie that comes out at the end of the month. So they're like, hey, would you mind running like a short 3-session campaign with the new Dune system? And so I'm in the process of just eating the Dune rules, trying to learn it.
Okay, let me ask this. What kind of, if they made a Dune video game, what do you think they would do with it? Do you think it would be like a world RPG?
I've got an idea for that. Have you ever played Disco Elysium?
Yes.
I think it would be Disco Elysium.
Okay.
There'd be different categories of skills. And there'd be a variety of different skills. Like, okay, so one of the big concepts in Dune, spoilers for anyone who has not read past book one, are like you have some of the main characters. They have genetic memory, very similar to Assassin's Creed, right? And so they will have the memory of every genetic person in their family tree, and their memory is so complete that they can actually talk to these personalities. So Disco Elysium, you had skills that represented certain aspects of your main character, and they can have conversations with the main character.
Okay.
So I think Dune would fit that format very, very well.
So you think not like a Gears of War, like basically, I mean, kind of like what they do with most video game
movies, they could.
When they're just like, let's make it a shooter.
Right, so Shadows of Mordor that came out, and then the sequel as well. When I saw that initially, the preview, I was like, that doesn't look like Lord of the Rings, because it didn't. But when I played it, it was a very well put together game. It was a lot of fun, and it fit it took liberties with Lord of the Rings lore, right? Like, there's an ending cinematic where you fight someone very important that does not happen,
right?
Without spoilers, but it was a cool scene. So I think they can always do that. They can always actionize it a little bit more, because Dune is a very talk and then things happen off camera type of book, and you get filled in the background. So it's a very 60s, 70s style writing. But yeah, they can always actionize it.
I think that I also think this for every game. I think a good format for it would be like a Knights of the Old Republic RPG kind of, not open world, but like open area. Like, you go to a place or a certain spot on the planet, and it's open, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also very, you know, level up. Because they need people to grind in the game. They're going to need people to keep playing it. Is it going to be a
game? Is this actually happening, or are we just fanning
out? No, I'm fanning out. This is totally fanning out. But I feel like if the movie does well,
I think it's very
logical. It's a logical step for it.
Well, there'll at least be a movie game. I mean, they always make one of those.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Some of those have been my favorite. Like, the Thor movie game.
I heard the Wanted one was amazing.
Garbage. But I played the shit out of that game. And it was so much fun, because you could just throw the hammer wherever you wanted, beat people up, hammer comes back.
The Wolverine Origins game?
Mm.
Amazing.
That one was good.
I tried to play that.
Terrible movie.
So is that it? If the movie's good, the game is bad, and if the movie's bad, the game is good?
Sometimes.
I heard the Wanted one was good.
Wanted?
Yeah, with I love Angelina that movie, Jolie. Though.
Yeah, love that
where
movie.
Where they break the laws of physics?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
They like curve the bullets?
Yeah, they bend the bullets by moving their arm.
Who is
Charles Xavier.
So James McAvoy, who is Charles Xavier, and
he's Leto Atreides II.
Yep.
And he's using his brain powers to bend the bullets with Angelina Jolie. Who's an eternal.
He just
yeah.
All the topics just mixed together.
I like it.
I was going to say the Spider-Man 2 for PS2 game was really good, and I thought Spider-Man 2 was a good movie.
Yeah, that's a good one, because I used to just, because up until the newest Spider-Man game, that was like peak Spider-Man game.
I still haven't played the newest Spider-Man game.
Because you're just swinging around. I did pick up Miles Morales for PS5, I haven't played it yet.
It's good. I watched Chase play it.
I got the PS5. And it sits next to my
giant... The pressure cooker?
Yes. It sits next to my brand new giant 4K TV that I got. And it's like half the size, and all I can think of is that Console Wars video. He's like, "Behold, am I divine the beauty?" And I was like, "This thing is huge. It is. It doesn't fit anywhere."
I will eventually get a PS5. Now is not the time, but I can't wait to see how big it gets.
Starting, I believe, at the beginning of October, a lot of stores are going to start carrying them in store.
Yes.
Best Buy, GameStop, stuff like that. So I think that'll make at least the ability to go buy one. It'll take a chunk out of that black market because they can't set up computer programs to buy out 400 Xbox in under 30 seconds.
Right. Well, I was surprised when I went to GameStop. I was trading in my Xbox One to get a new Xbox One. They don't make new ones anymore, I guess. Which sucked. And the guy's like, "Well, we have a Series S." And I'm like, "I don't want that." But I ended up getting the new Xbox.
Yeah, see, I think right now I got, because I have the disc version of the PS5, and then I have the digital version of the Xbox. And I think that works fine for me because I can play all my Bethesda games. I can play all my first-party Microsoft games.
Does anyone remember when the Xbox One first came out and they did the showcase for it, and it was supposed to be discless, and it was supposed to
and
be
everyone
like...
everyone lost their mind?
Everyone lost it. Everyone
mine
hated it.
Mine may as well have been, because the disc trade never worked anyways.
Yeah. So there was that. Like, it's kind of funny how like everyone just sort of expects it now, and they were...
Yeah, well, I think the difference now is it's an option.
Yes.
It's not being forced to digital only.
Not only that, but they would check licenses
right
frequently. You needed an internet connection. That was the other big one.
And so the Xbox, the Series S does do that, checking licenses and stuff, unless you make it your home Xbox. If you make it your home Xbox, then it doesn't do all
you can
does
play offline.
The initial one. You can play offline just fine. But if it's not your home Xbox.
So if you have multiple Xboxes.
Right.
I'd rather stick with my PC and the Game Pass.
Yeah, that's everyone's calling the Series S the Game Box, the Game Pass box, or the Bethesda box.
I've heard that title. Like that. Yeah,
But I did get when I got it. I got it with NBA 2K22 and Ghost of Tsushima, the director's cut. I'm telling you, the difference between the PS4 version of Ghost of Tsushima and the PS5 version it's insane. Like, I didn't think it was going to be too much. But it was ridiculous. Like telling the difference between the cinematics and playing was always really close in Ghost Tsushima. But in this one, it's even less. Like, it doesn't feel like you're cutting away from cinematics at all. With all the wind blowing and all the trees going and all that stuff, the glint, like the lighting on the armor and everything. And it gave me all the DLC for the other island that I can now mess around on, and like all the pre-order armor and stuff like that. So I'm excited. And I think I'm going to play the PS5 one in Kurosawa mode because I've already beat the game.
Kurosawa mode.
So I'm going to play this 4K, like 120 frames per second in black and white with a fuzzy grain around the outside.
It's exhausting. It's fun for boss modes, but it was exhausting to play the entire game in that.
Because you have to keep reading?
Kind of. You know what I just realized? We haven't introduced ourselves yet.
We haven't.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what are we introducing ourselves to? Nerd Dome or Push My Button?
Both.
Yeah. So, who starts?
You.
Me?
Yeah, you brought it up.
Oh, jeez. All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Dungeon Master Mike.
It's only 14 minutes in. It's fine.
That's holy fine. Shit. We wanted this one to be a longer episode. I am your friendly Baltimore resident from the East Coast. Well, I guess I was here first, but I'm here visiting. And hi. Off to my right.
That was water, not a bong. I promise. I was drinking water.
That sounded really interesting.
I was like, what's... Oh.
Off to my right, we have...
I am the uncanny Ryab, and I am uncanny gamer Ryab today.
And
I
it's
like
me,
gamer, right?
Luke, also Podcast Without Fear, Luke. There.
Spectacular.
Don't you have, you have nicknames on this other thing?
No, I'm just Luke. They all do. I'm just Luke. I don't have one. I don't have one for Push My Button.
I've always been Dungeon Master Mike. Panda Pat has always been Panda Pat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The spectacular Panda Pat.
Yes.
Good old 5 o'clock Pat.
Oh, we had a thing. You missed it. He's got a coffee generating hole too.
Yeah, I was trying to do protein drink ASMR. But
sounded interesting.
And then we got finally
Captain Platinum. I guess game nerd. If we're gonna combine the two,
game nerd.
Yeah. So I tried to do drinking my protein drink ASMR.
Okay. Did it sound like my bong water?
It happened again. I need to stop.
Is that protein on your pants?
Yes.
Or are you just happy to see me?
It's also on his chest.
Gross.
It got everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate. Love it. So, yeah. Hi, everyone. It is so good to be here.
Yes.
Thank you so much for organizing. I really appreciate it.
I mean, it was literally just a message. Hey, guys. We're going to meet here now.
It really means a lot. I miss doing podcasts in person when I was guest starring on Nerd Dome and then when we would start off on Push My Buttons in person. That's just no one podcasts in Baltimore. There are podcasts in Baltimore, but everyone listens to Joe Rogan, which is really weird.
The white man's Oprah Winfrey? Joe Rogan?
Well, no, so like
weird.
Well, like if anyone listens to podcasts, they're like, yeah, they listen to either Joe one Rogan. Or Joe Rogan.
Yeah, everybody listens to Joe Rogan,
that's
though.
What
that's
I hear.
Like everywhere.
I don't listen to Joe Rogan.
I don't listen to him either.
I know of him.
I listened to one because he was talking to. It's not really him. It's like if there's someone that I'm like, oh, I'm interested to hear that person talk. And it was, oh my gosh, why can I not. Ed Snowden.
Oh.
He had Ed Snowden on. I was like, that was really good, but he kept. The guy, like, you're like, cool, I'm glad you did what you did, but he just comes off as such a, like, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Joe like, Rogan it, or Ed Snowden?
No, Ed Snowden. Okay. And it's just, I don't think he means to, but he just does, because, like, he starts talking about this, and he goes, Joe, like, let's just clear this up. Have you read my book? Because, you know, I don't want to go into details. He's just trying to figure out how much detail to go into. But the way he goes about it is he said that, and then he goes, Joe's like, well, you didn't send it to me, so no.
Oh, no.
I did not read the book. And he's like, oh, okay, oh, you know what, I'll send you one. And he's very nice, but it's just like, I think that epitomizes his, like, personality.
Yeah.
But it was like 4 hours, and I couldn't stop listening to it.
They're all so long.
It's just, it was just so interesting.
Not only that, he does like three or four of them a week.
And, but then he does.
Full-time job.
And then he does one with some UFC fighter, and I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So it really depends on who he talks to. So I casually listen to Joe Rogan.
I heard about
but there
the
are people
Elon
out
Musk
there.
One.
Yeah, I heard about that one too.
The Elon Musk one, the Alex Jones one where he got drunk and said he was a little retarded. Oh, he goes, listen, I'm a little retarded. And everyone's like, yeah, Alex Jones, continue.
Us that Push My Buttons does not condone the use of that word.
No, no. But Alex Jones sure screamed it down to the ether. It was fun.
So let's wrap this back into video games.
Video games. Ryan, you want to talk about Mass Effect?
I did want to talk about Mass Effect.
Since we slightly convened the Council of Mass Effect.
Three?
Yes.
There's four.
There's four.
Andromeda. No, there's three.
Andromeda is four?
Andromeda is Crystal Skull.
That's a good explanation.
Okay.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
There's three Mass Effects.
Okay.
But there's three.
I have
There's another game called Andromeda that's loosely related to Mass Effect.
Is it in the same universe?
No, literally it is not.
Well,
is it in the same galaxy?
No, it's in the Andromeda galaxy.
It's in the same universe, but not in the same galaxy.
Oh, okay.
So all three Mass Effects take place in our galaxy, but the Andromeda one takes place in the Andromeda galaxy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thousands of years later.
So like Stargate, which I've
been
watching. Yes,
but also before.
No.
From the books, they leave before.
They leave before.
But then the game takes place way after.
Yes. Yes.
I know that.
Good.
I really, really love these games. I was so excited when they made the Legendary Edition, and yeah, I'm digging it. I Google Keep little checkbox, and I went on the Wikipedias and I made a list
of
every side quest so I wouldn't miss any, And I'm checking them off as I find them. And then if I like,
I just want to hang out with you all the time.
And then if I can find them.
So completion. It's just satisfying.
Will you feel like you accomplished something when he accomplishes it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because I was there for the whole ride.
Yeah. So, yeah, I spent like 60 hours in the first game, which is a little bit long for that game. And then the Mass Effect 2, I'm pretty sure the game counter's broken. Because if you scroll through my saves, it's like, you spent 20 hours on this, and then it goes down to 12 hours. And then my latest one says I'm over 300 hours. So I'm pretty sure that's not working right. So I don't know how long I've done on the second one. And I am almost done with the second one, and I'm going to start the third one here real quick.
I'm in the middle of the second one myself. Yeah. I had to put it on break because I'm trying to finish Battletech. And then getting prepped up for this trip, I haven't played any games. But Mass Effect 2 is currently on pause. I think I'm still in the first half of the game.
Yeah, I'm definitely, same thing in the second one. I got Garrus back again, and then I went to...
You got some calibrations to do.
The second or third planet, I think, the like area that you go when you go to recruit. I finally got to go talk to Liara. That's where I got to. Mm-hmm. They unlocked...
I found a fun bug with Liara.
Mm-hmm.
Does she melt?
Is it dirty?
Like the
no. On Mass Effect 2, you go and talk to her the first time, you get a quest.
Right.
If you talk to her again and ask about the Shadow Broker stuff, which was DLC that came out afterwards, she leaves, and then your quest is just stuck.
Yeah, uncompleted.
But it will complete it. It will, like, mark it as done, but you don't get any experience or anything for it. It's just like, oh, you didn't. You finished did this, but you didn't. And now we're moving on.
Now we're moving
and it
on.
Made me sad.
So in the first one, I kind of was just, like, blinders on. Because I heard people, like, they said, you like the first game, but really you just do the main. You can just do the main story and enjoy it.
Yes.
Well, no, you have to go and find every element on every planet.
Because
that's what I did.
So I kind of did the blinders thing, and I was like, nope. And they're like, Commander Shepard, come on. No, fuck you. I got shit to do. Nope. I know you're sounding very interesting right now, but I'm not going to talk to you.
Because
I got shit to do.
Knowing how you... like how you play games, because we played for at this point for years together now. That was the best thing you could have done. However,
I'm taking my time in the second one.
When
though.
You do that, one of my favorite characters is done dirty, and that's my boy Rex, my turtle mercenary.
Yeah,
because
I tried to save him.
Well, that's the thing?
You lost him.
She straight up murked him. I'm trying to talk everybody
Ashley
down.
Ashley killed him.
And she straight killed him. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Shit.
So when you go blinders, that's an inevitable thing that happens.
Right.
You have to do side quests for him to
which
avoid
I read
it.
Later.
But it was honestly the way how you play. Like it's best for you to have just pummeled through it, because literally, when I jumped into Mass Effect 2, I just hit W just to move Shepard forward, and I was like, this feels so much better, because he moves so much better.
I'm doing everything in the second game.
Yeah.
Like, because I was like, I just needed to get that
everything.
Base story. Well, everything to my standards. Everything that's fun and interesting. If it's another fetch quest, fuck off.
I have enough minerals, elements, to make my own Reaper.
You mean your Terminator baby?
Yeah. I have enough.
I want a Terminator baby.
So I'm
get to the end of Mass Effect 2. Okay.
In the first game, romance options. Mm-hmm. What did you guys do?
Mm-hmm. I love this game so much.
You seemed really excited. So why don't you go first?
No, I want to talk. So
he can't even right now. It's been a while since you haven't can't
I
even.
Love this game so much. So I have a very specific thing with my Shepard in that, so I play male Shep, but I want him to be gay, and you can't. The game has some confinements, so this is the path that I'm taking, and this is my headcanon. This is my headcanon in that, so in the first one there's Liara, and she's kind of androgynous. They present as female, but they don't have males in their culture, so they kind of have some both things going on.
Like Namekians from Dragon Ball Z.
And I mean, she's an alien, so kind of like new experience. Mm-hmm. So he goes for Liara at first. Then you don't get to romance Liara in the second game,
which hurts because that was my romance option.
So then, but then you get Jack, who's very manly.
insane
and crazy, and he's like, oh, so then he kind of goes for Jack, but then
I love this headcanon so much.
In the third game, my boy Caden is a romance option for male ship, and then there's this giant like thing where they get together and they're like, we've always been in love with each other, but we were afraid to admit it, and then it's this awesome thing, and I
love that.
So that's my romance option.
Did you ever, before Legendary Edition came out, did you ever mod Mass Effect 1? Because I do know that there were mods to allow gay options.
I use that same game editor liberally.
Nice.
In the first one. There's not a... I'm playing on console. There's not a save game editor for the Legendary Edition on console quite yet. There is one on PC. But yeah, you can really mess up your stuff, though, if you mod too. If you mess with that save game thing too hard.
Mm-hmm. You get the wrong tag on your file, and all of a sudden your game just doesn't want to move forward.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But yeah, it's not as cool though, because the dialogue doesn't quite match, because they still refer to you as her.
Yeah, the pronouns are off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
So when Mass Effect 1 first came out, that was what, 12 years ago. Right. I was.
Is that when Skyrim came out?
I think so. Okay, you have to understand.
That was when you could play it on a toaster.
I was just basic. I was basic, right? Mm. So I romanced Ashley.
Oh, God.
The racist?
Yes.
I hate her so much.
And I hate myself racist. Because of it. Because, I it was just because she was human, right? And that's really the only reason why.
Yeah. That's your only criteria for a romance partner.
12 years ago, yes.
And that they do kind of... Like, she's the first one, like, one of the first ones you meet, and they kind of,
and
like...
they kind of also heavy imply it, too, because there's a conversation where, like, you go and you talk to her, but you walk, and without any type of, like, movement towards the romance at all, you hear her on the phone with her sister, and her sister is like, oh, yeah, I checked out the Commander Shepard. He's real cute. So it's almost like the game wants you to go that direction.
They really did that in Andromeda.
Yeah.
With, I cannot remember the human lady's name in that one.
Cora.
Yeah. They're just like, every time you try and romance everyone else, they're like, are you sure that's okay with her? Have you checked with her? Does she know about this? And I'm like, yeah, why does it matter?
There's hardcore theory, a very, very evidence supported theory that Cora is the elusive man's daughter.
Oh,
lots of evidence there. That's where they were going.
I never
got
to Mass Effect 3, so I will look for that when I finally get to that game.
It's not the evidence is not in Mass Effect 3; it's in Andromeda.
Okay, so that was
the first time you romanced.
I romanced Ashley.
Uh-huh.
And then the second when I played Mass Effect 2, I went with Tali because I was really into...
You wanted to see the face?
My first time I romanced Tali.
Yeah, and I think Tali was a good option.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that, like, when I was reading up about the romances, they say that the Tali romance seems like the most natural from game 1 to 3, because it evolves really naturally from friendship to more by the end.
She's the only real Quarian that you meet. You can probably meet like one or two NPCs, but they just have one dialogue line. So Tali is pretty much like a dialogue dump for how the Quarian society works.
Right.
And that's all she pretty much functions as. She has engineering abilities and stuff. And number two...
I always brought her and Garrus, because I was a soldier. So I brought her and Garrus, so it was even. Between tech, biotics, and then combat.
On the first game, if you have Tali and Garrus both in the Mako, and then you repair the Mako, it goes super fast.
Yeah,
because they're just really techie. So I did Tali, and I really liked that, but I never played Mass Effect 3. So on the second playthrough, I'm like paying attention. I have 12 more years of experience under my belt, and I was just like,
wise and learned.
Ashley is gross.
She's awful.
She really, like, because she's a space racist, right?
I can't bring myself to save her. I just let her die every time.
When I met her in the second one, I was like, shut up.
She's the one who has black hair, yes. Okay.
No. That's, you're thinking of Miranda.
Miranda.
No, Miranda has, like, brunette.
Well, like, the chick that was
no,
in Chuck.
No, Ashley's got, like, black hair.
I thought she was the one with the brown hair. No. And then...
Which one is the chick that was in Chuck?
That's
the only one that I know. Miranda. Of. That's Miranda. Okay.
Okay.
The one in the white, the skin tight white suit with the jet black hair.
The one who had ass shots all up in the original
Ass effect.
Ass effect. She's like, She's like, let me give you.
I guess she does have black. They both have black.
She's
hair,
like, though. Let me give you my massive backstory as like her ass
in the
is
foreground.
On. Yeah. So.
Massive backstory in the foreground.
That one's Miranda.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the chest.
So yeah, they both have black hair. We were both correct.
So the
I saw a picture in a room. I'm like, I know that face.
I still saved Ashley, but I regret not saving Kaiden because I kind of wanted to. In my head, I kind of wanted to recreate my first playthrough minus the romance choices because I never finished the entire trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my reason for saving Ashley. But I'm just. I feel gross about it. My reasoning was like because Kaiden also has massive migraines and headaches because of his L2 implants.
Yep.
And I was like, jeez. And not only that, but like Ashley would have felt like redeemed if she died because she talks about how her grandparents, essentially because something her grandparents did, it made her family like a military outcast.
Yeah, her father was captain of a ship that started the war with the Turians. I think that's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so she has been like a military outcast. And so dying would have essentially redeemed her family. So my reasoning was very dual based. It was I want to save Ashley because that was my first playthrough, but I'm also saving her because it's a mercy to Kaiden and you got to work your ass off because like you want to die. So no, it was really weird. But my second romance, I don't know who I'm going to, Mass Effect 2 Legendary Edition romance. I haven't decided. I went with Liara in number one.
So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But my only before I played Mass Effect 1 and jumped into 2, I played Andromeda, and I romanced PB.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I'm just gonna stick with the blue chicks. I think that's what I'm gonna go with.
I liked PB, but I just did the one night stand with her
in the capsule
where you're just zero G.
Which was like, I was like, this is amazing.
Wait, this is Mass Effect 2?
This is Andromeda.
Andromeda. Okay.
We're
jumping around.
Yeah, you have a one night stand with her in her little, she lives in an escape pod, and you turn the gravity off, and like it cuts out to outside, and you hear, hold on. No, you put your foot there. Okay, that's better. Oh, no, hold on. Because it's in zero G, and I was like, yes, thank you.
Hot.
That would be so awkward.
My first playthrough, I was the shepherd that tried to bang everyone.
I
romanced everyone up until they started fighting. Every time.
I also did that. That's probably why they're like, are you sure it's okay with Korra? Yeah. Have you checked with Korra? And I've done no romance options with Korra. I'm like, you should do that. You should really do that. You should try that. And I was like, fuck. Okay, shit.
What about have you two played Mass Effect?
I bought it.
You bought it?
I've never played it.
You never like played it? You usually should play it, Janie.
I need to get into it. I have the Legendary Edition.
Who would you romance? The blue chick or the racist?
How do you know the blue chick's not racist?
She
could be a culture thing.
Or
she's young.
If you're a lady shepherd, would you romance the dude covered in scales or the human? the super military by the book human.
Definitely scales.
I think I gotta go with Panda Pat on that.
Yes!
Garrus. I love Garrus.
There are Garrus body pillows.
I believe it.
That's not right because he's hard and scaly and not soft and cuddly.
He might be cuddly.
Yeah, but
does he wear clothes?
He wears armor. Straight up military grade armor.
They have an exoskeleton. They're
not
hard. Yeah.
So look up Garrus body pillow.
Oh man. Yeah.
Why can't you romance Rex? Because that would be hella fun.
So can you?
I like the troll guy.
Romance.
So the first one
as a woman.
Not until the third game.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I swear there was an option.
You can romance Liara because their gender is not a thing. Okay. Any gender can romance the blue chick.
When I think the second one came out. So I heard about that there was like a lesbian option in the first one.
It's not.
So maybe
it's
that's
ish.
What everybody thought it was yeah. then. But obviously
again, they present as female.
It's like reverse Namekians from Dragon Ball Z. Yes. They're all guys. They're
so
all girls.
Mass Effect is interesting because game one was strictly like I was gonna say
yep,
world
there it is.
Builder.
Show him.
But it's
I
you know.
Like him.
Oh, that
he looks so cuddly.
That position. That's an enticing position that they painted him in.
Fancy.
Yeah, I've seen that
he's
one.
He's a thick ass boy.
Yeah.
I don't know about the toes though.
So, like, Mass Effect 1 didn't really have too many romance options or like characters because it was strictly like trying to build the galaxy. And then number 2, that's when they've really started expanding it. Mm-hmm. Just Mass Effect is really just a great series.
Mm.
I really want to play. So there's a tabletop game. For those of you who know Pathfinder is D&D, is Dungeons and Dragons' cousin. Pathfinder also has Starfinder, which is planet hopping, space travel, tabletop game in the Pathfinder universe. It is just like Pathfinder being Dragon Age and Starfinder being Mass Effect. You can run a Mass Effect campaign in Starfinder, and I would really love to play a Mass Effect game. I would really love to play.
Where in the timeline would you put it?
I would probably do alternate timeline.
Ah.
So like with the
everyone's
Doom,
Shepherd.
So what I find really easy with tabletop games, so what I'll be doing like with Doom and what I would do with Mass Effect is I would want the same exact conditions and everything that occurred during the game because it's familiar, and for Doom it would be for book one, but it would be alternate timeline. So something crucial is missing that would cause the game or the book to occur. So I would probably be like, you know, at the very beginning of Mass Effect 1, Shepard is in an evaluation mission to see if he can become a Spectre. And he's under observation by a Turian named Nihlus. We all know that one. But what if Saren, the villain, not only succeeded in killing Nihlus, but killed Shepard, and you are also an Alliance soldier? Or what if you were another a member of a different alien culture? How would you get wrapped into that? That's how I would go about mm-hmm. it. Because I don't want to be necessarily dependent upon the game,
sure.
but I like to be in that easy position. So probably parallel timeline. That's how I would do it.
Very good.
Did you guys use default Shepard face, or did you try and create a different one?
I created a different one, and he looks like Joey from Friends.
They're so bad.
On top of that, I'm terrible at that. Like, you have mad skills at making people.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
And so I generally just leave the default because I make hideous-looking people, and then I'm like, I just spent 20 minutes doing this, and I'm not going to use it.
And that's the thing for me. I have honed my skills. For a long time,
you're learning like the golden ratio, and you're just like,
oh yeah, that's it. When it comes to character face creation, I'm pulling up reference images of not only me, like if I'm making even like Lego Ryan. I made Lego Ryan one time, and it looks exactly like Ryan.
It does.
Like,
I want you to make
minimal options,
all of us
and
in
I
Sims.
Still was
yeah,
able to do
make
it.
Make us all in Sims,
and okay. then you can just upload okay. it to the Origin, and then
right.
I can play with them.
Okay. I can do that, but I spend a long time doing it. So when I was like, oh, perfect, I can make it look like I want. And I was like, what is this? This is terrible. Let me just change the nose. What is this? And I'm just like, because pro tip, all of the, like, you will 80% make someone look like you if you can do the nose right. If you get the nose right, it's the center of the face.
That's not me.
And you will, like, if I say, hey, that, you know, who does this kind of look like? If the nose, like, the triangle right here,
I just
between the eyes and the nose are right on.
That being said, I put a beard on anything and a hat on anything.
Yeah.
It
looks
like
you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm in every Call of Duty game ever.
For me, like, I'll do one of two things. So the first time I play Mass Effect, I'd use default Shepard. This time through it, I would... Pretty much what I did was, like, I checked out, there was one called there's a subreddit called, like, Show Your Shep or something like
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
and they have, like, the codes that you can punch in,
And everyone shows it in Mass Effect 3 graphics, because Mass Effect 3 graphics are the best. But as I'm punching into Mass Effect 1, it doesn't look great. So then all I ended up doing was I just hit the random button for 20 minutes until I got a combination that I thought looked good, and I changed the hairstyle, and I'm good to go.
Andromeda was much better with the
yes.
creation thing. Mm-hmm. So that one was fun.
But then their effects were so much worse.
Where their fucking lips just opened up and it's just so teeth bad. And they're just talking so to you with bad. Teeth. So I got it after they had patched most of that stuff out, but I did see, because you were like, tell me if you saw this. And then I went back and watched videos and saw like posts of
some
horror images where their eyes are all wide and their teeth.
Or they start melting. That's my favorite one, is when the characters start melting.
Yeah. My brother, he bought disc Mass Effect Andromeda. Then he disconnected the internet from his PlayStation, installed Andromeda so he can play 1.0 version because he wanted to see it. And so many times his main character, like, T-shaped on top of the vehicle and everything, and would just look like a plane.
Wasn't that like a cyberpunk thing when it was?
That was a cyberpunk thing. So my cyberpunk character, because I talked about the bugs in cyberpunk. Oh man, they were abundant. My character, I made, the main character's name is V. I made a female V, and I decked her out in just tattoos and everything, tried to make her as cyberpunky as I could. Mm-hmm. And one time, I'm riding a motorcycle down the street, and she glitches out. All of a sudden, she T-poses on the motorcycle, no pants and no hair. And then for the rest of the game, she looked just like that. But whenever I would open up the menu, it would look like the character normal, I made. Right. But if I looked into a mirror or a cinematic occurred, she was pantsless and she had no hair. And she was like, T-posing, looking around. And that's awesome. It was like, oh, man, I know they did a lot of tweaks with Cyberpunk 2077, and I think I eventually will go back to it. But as of right now, it's just I couldn't
see,
do it.
See, I think one of my playable? Favorite...
Well, I hear it's playable right now. I hear they did a lot of
improvements. I haven't had to... I've been playing it on the Series S, and it's been okay. Like, I haven't... you know, every once in a while, it's like, oh, reload, and it's like, walk back out of the room, walk back in, and it's fine. But one of my favorite glitch... thing happened to me is when I loaded into Skyrim one time and my horse just started ascending with me on it, and I'm like, whoa, 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 someone, and then I get off the horse and then I instantly appear on the ground and I look up and watch my horse just drop from the sky. I'm like, no.
So there was,
I named it Goat, so I'm like, no, Goat, no, and he just slams into the fucking river, just boom. I'm like,
so in Cyberpunk 2077, my favorite glitch is not really a glitch. It was built into the game, but it requires a mod to see it. So Cyberpunk 2077 is first-person view. There is a mod to go into third-person view, and the reason why that mod exists is because when it was announced that the game was going to be in first-person view, people got upset. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why people got upset about that, but they wanted to work on a mod to make it third-person. And so when you install that mod and you equip a katana... the formation of the arms, the movement of the arms is very different to make it function in first person view versus third person view. Because when you look at it in third person view, all of a sudden you have like three joints and you're just like, your sword and your arms are just
like
an
a villain from a Wolverine comic.
It's like you're Mr. Fantastic from Fantastic Four. And because the viewpoint where the camera is at, the arms have to bend a certain way for you to see the sword animation as intended. But when you back that camera out, it looks like their arm is broken in three places. It's so bizarre. It looks so creepy. That's my favorite. It's not really a glitch, but...
A glitch caused by a mod to try and make it work.
It's more like it's a mod that erases the curtain that they placed in front of the mess.
Okay.
Allows you to see something that they never intended you to see, but they did it on
like
purpose.
Like Sims 1, making them naked.
Yes.
Yes.
Square stuff, and they have no nipples or anything.
All right, Jamie, you said you had some Star Wars.
Oh yeah, Galaxy of Heroes stuff. They just announced they called it the State of Gearlexy. because it's all about gear. So the Gearlixy.
Not the gear that I want.
So Ryab's played the game with me back a while ago. So it's your typical collector game, and gear is the essential thing to make money, it feels, in the game. So they're starting to change a little bit of the gear loadouts and make it a little bit better for people to get gear. So they said more is coming in the October road ahead, which they don't have a date for. Just they're like phase one update, which kind of just hit today. And they're going to discuss more of phase one in more detail. Relic 9 was supposed to hit the end of August, but everybody's been so mad at the game that I think they waited a month to drop it, so it just dropped today into the game. Literally about 30 minutes before I came here, the game was like, need to restart. I was like, oh. The way to get Relic 9 now, right now, is Territory War, which is guild versus guild, and those come around twice in a week, every other week. So it'll be Territory Battle for a week, Light Side or Dark Side, then two Territory Wars, and then it's Territory Battle, the opposite of Light or Dark, whatever one you had before, and then two Territory Wars. So, yeah, so that's where you're going to get your Relic 9 material, but they're also adding in some Relic 8 material, which we could only get in Crank Ore, the Challenge Rank Ore raid. So they've added those into the reward boxes, which will be nice. So, and they said they've tried to fix matchmaking. So,
I think the last time you and I talked about this, like the gear was a major issue.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and that's like... Well, yes. Sorry, I wasn't directly in front of my microphone.
He just wanted an excuse to grab your bicep.
Yeah, because that is where he grabbed you.
Yeah, he did. So
you didn't flex, though. You should do it again and flex it.
Oh, should I leave his hamburger mess?
Everyone heard Ryan go, oh. But yeah, you went into it pretty good detail. I guess they lost a huge player base.
They have, and then
because even I'm seeing that I don't play the game.
Yeah, like, just prior for me chatting with it. So
it's funny too, because every time Jamie tries to get me back into the game and he starts talking about stuff, I'm like, I don't like this anymore.
I don't know if I'm ever trying to get back into it. I'm just letting you know what's going on.
Sure, yeah, but nothing about the way you're saying it, but the information you're telling me about what they're doing in the game does not make me want to go back at all.
Yeah.
It just sounds like more money.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but the nice thing is they're like, really, we want to get your characters to relics now. So it sounds like what they're going to try to do is if you go for a hard node, you're going to get double drops on the gear, but I'm still like, well, the gear has to drop. So 0 times 2 is still 0 unless it drops.
Right.
So they're going to give some more details on that. It looks like they're going to try to add like the stun guns and some of the other stuff that is hard to get into the daily challenges. Like Wednesday was always, you got the purple Carbonte, the Mark 3 Carbonte. You get that on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I feel like they're saying they're going to bring in the Mark 5 stun gun that goes with that, because there's no like really no way to get that stupid piece. It's hard farm. So the hard part has been conquest, which was fun when they brought it in, like the first three that they did, because they're doing it in waves of three. So they did 1, 2, 3, and it was really fun. It was just the kind of like, here's the sandbox mode. And what they did is they gave us these powerful like data discs is what they call them, and then they're like, we really want you guys to use your whole roster to get through this. So that made it fun. I mean, it does use some energy, but you were able to use, and then they added feats, which they have throughout the game. But it's like, you need to kill 200 enemies. You need to win 50 battles with 5 dark side characters on your team. You need to win 50 battles with 50 light side characters on your team. You need to win 14 battles with bounty hunters. Well, so now they're doing it, but they're adding in the elite feats is what I would call them, that like I can't
elite feats.
Elite feats. Yes. I just made that up. But it sounded good. But there's a couple you can try to work around, but they got rid of the fun data disc that I was able to get like the max crate on for those, the first few. And then they've added now 2 new really good characters into Conquest, and unless you're getting max crates, you really can't unlock them. So I still don't have Commander Ahsoka Tano, and I won't have Maul. Maul being Maul from Clone Wars with the metal legs.
Spider legs? I like him.
Is it spider legs or backwards metal legs?
I think it's just backward metal legs.
Reverse knee maul.
Yeah, reverse knee maul. Is that what they call him? That's what they should
he's
call him.
He's just maul. They drop Darth because he's
start the Start the thing in your guild is calling him reverse knee maul.
Reverse knee maul.
So no one has him yet. So we're in conquest number 2 of this period, and then 3 is coming. So you won't even no one will unlock him until the end of the 3rd if they've gotten max crate all the way through and bought the shards from the scavenger in each sector. But if you've got Lord Vader, the newest Galactic Legend, he actually isn't that good unless you have Maul, is what people are finding. So we're curious to see how they handle this. And so basically, a few of the YouTubers are like, we're going to wait and see what Conquest 10 looks like right now, because right now they're calling it Grindfest, because
Sounds like it.
Well, because they found a way to like, oh, I can do these two feats at once in the first in Conquest 7, and we're in 8 now. And so they took those and split them. So they're like, oh, you guys, they didn't say they were doing this, but you used to be able to do these two feats at the one time. And nope, now it's in this sector and now this sector. So you can't. It is fun sometimes, but I do find myself being like, it's just a grind. But I'm hoping they've got some good stuff coming. They're like, we've got some good stuff coming and we've made the changes for the new stuff. But we just need to tell we can't tell you what it is yet, but trust us. And everyone's like, yeah, like you got to give us something soon, because
right.
And of course, like as Ryan has played the game, he knows like when new stuff like this happens. I was guild leader for 2 years. It's like this kind of crap. And when new raids come, that it's, oh, what are we gonna do? Like we need the max people getting the max stuff. So, you know, because it's like, well,
it's I'm so not- much pressure.
Sounds like a job.
Yeah. It does. Can be.
Yeah. That's why I stopped playing, is that it kind of started feeling like a job, and I was like, I don't want to do
and
this anymore.
And it was the most fun when I was playing, with, even though in different guilds, but Ryan was playing, and our boss and our other co-workers
were all boss was playing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what? So if you Many, guys...
Several of our bosses were playing.
Yeah.
So if you, like... fucked up a raid, would your boss like take away your vacation time or
no,
something?
No, because it was kind of funny because Jamie and I were the ones that were big into it, and they were all kind of casual, so we were getting on them for not doing
like, hey, get over here, I need to talk to you. You walk into your boss's office and you sit at the desk and you're like, we need to have a conversation.
And then, you make him get up and walk to the other side of the desk so you can
but
sit there.
The guild that I was in, so Jamie was still in the guild that I was at, so, but I didn't want, it was a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. So I left and I joined the guild that my boss started. And so I would go and I'd say, Brandon, you gotta start this raid. Brandon.
That's funny. And it was more fun too because they were adding characters a lot too. And I'd go over and I didn't know some of these because I never played Old Republic. I'm like, Ryan, did you see the news? They added this new character. And he's like, well, who is it? And I'm like, and he's like, Jolie Bindo. And I'm like, yes. And he's like, oh my gosh. Brand, where? What? Like, what do I
got
to do?
I got very excited about the Knights of the Old Republic characters.
And then I was like, oh, there's this guy. He looks like a Sith. He's got like, he's like, Nihilus? And I'm like, yes, yes.
Yeah.
He's like, Darth Nihilus is coming into the game.
That's what everyone does. They did the exact same thing to me because I played it for a while and then I stopped playing it. But when they brought out the first for me, it was the Rebels characters.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay.
The Rebels team was the first team I maxed out. They're my favorite.
Your Phoenix.
Yeah, the Phoenix Squadron. And then Jamie would come over to my desk and I'd be like, okay, how do I beat this thing?
The best was his Phoenix was better than mine, and Thrawn was one of like the third or fourth legendary character to come into the game. Mine were trash, pretty much, like bare minimum gear. And I go, I beat it, and I got him. And he's like, what?
You do it for me then, here.
Yeah.
He's like, and I'm like, well, move that mod to this guy, move this mod to this guy, and then you're just going to have to try like 30 times. Good luck.
That's funny. All right. So IGN did a online best video game of all time bracket.
You're welcome. What? Didn't know about this until I sent it to you.
Some old nerd dome lore.
Yeah.
For the listeners.
No, this is correct. This is correct. This is correct. Thank you, Rob.
I remember. I was sitting on the toilet. Thank you. And I found this, like, and I sent it to you. And I was like, did you know this existed? And you're like, no. And I was like,
nerddome lore that's going on right now.
Yes.
So I was about to say, what I was saying is there is some nerddome podcast lore that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because before I moved out of Utah, Luke was very, very obsessive about lists.
I still am.
And now we are getting back into lists and who is better than what. And then your cop-out, your defense for yourself is going to be,
I didn't make the list.
I didn't make the list.
This is just what I found. I didn't make this list. Ryan sent it to me.
You're like, if okay. I made this list, Sonic would be top.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the matchups, and I want you guys to guess
to vote
who you guys think would win this matchup, and we'll power through. There's a lot.
Do you remember when you made the polls?
Do those sunglasses have like special data in them or something?
Yeah, they do. They make me look really awesome. So that when I vote,
charisma plus five,
people are going to go the way that I vote.
Remember when you would make the polls on the Facebook, and then
you would
fandom Brandon Ushio and I would like share them to try to swing the most.
Star Trek ones were the best. Yep.
All right,
it ended up being Star Trek versus Star Trek Harry voice. Potter.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so first bracket matchup: Red Dead Redemption or Borderlands 2.
Okay. I vote Borderlands.
Okay.
You vote Red Dead Redemption.
No, I vote Borderlands. I don't like Red Dead.
Okay, so
I didn't play Borderlands. I played like 30 minutes of Borderlands 2.
The first Red Dead Redemption?
Yes. Okay. What's your vote, Mike?
The first one, simply because that DLC was amazing.
Red Dead?
Yes.
Okay.
This is just the best overall game?
Yes.
I would say Red Dead.
Okay.
Thank you.
Borderlands.
Okay, so Red Dead 1. By 79% of the vote.
There we go. Oh, yes.
Next matchup: Grand Theft Auto San Andreas or Mario Kart 8.
Oh, oh my God, San Andreas. Okay.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
I'd say San Andreas because there's the Winnie the Pooh mod.
Yes.
You can like take like an AR-17 to blast people.
So Grand Theft Auto won by 73% of the vote.
Nice.
Okay. I'm not winning.
Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, fuck off.
Or Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Ah, yes, this is easy.
Go.
Well, obviously KOTOR, but kay. Chase and I would
fight on this.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
Star Wars.
Yes!
Oh, wow. I am very pleasantly surprised because I want Star Wars to win.
55% to 45%.
Oh, wow. That's so pretty far. Close.
All right. Next, Fallout New Vegas, League of Legends.
Fallout New Vegas.
Okay.
League of Legends.
Okay.
Definitely Fallout.
I haven't played either.
It's probably Fallout.
Fallout 1 was 74%.
I bet most people don't know what the other one is.
League of Legends?
Okay, yeah. Here's a good one.
This is a big following.
Next matchup.
That.
I know.
World of Warcraft or Fortnite?
Oh,
that's tough.
Probably World of Warcraft.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Fortnite.
Okay.
I'll go with WoW.
I'm going to say WoW because I have a personal bias against
World of Warcraft, 62%.
Okay, I'm happy about that one.
All right.
Yeah.
This one. Chrono Trigger.
Oh, no.
Versus yes. Burnout 3 Takedown.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger.
I stick with my boy Chrono.
Yeah. Burnout 3 Takedown won with 59% of the vote.
I know. I know.
It did. Wow.
This is ridiculous. Oh, all right. Goodness. Next matchup: Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4 or GoldenEye?
GoldenEye.
GoldenEye.
I would love to say GoldenEye, but it's going to be Call of Duty.
GoldenEye N64 or the reloaded?
N64.
Oh, yeah, and GoldenEye.
Okay, so Call of Duty 4 won.
By how much?
72%.
It's just generational battles. Is what it is.
We have Journey versus Dishonored.
I have no skin in this game.
Dishonored.
I want to play Dishonored, but I know Journey is really good. I'd say Dishonored.
Okay.
I'm going to go Journey.
Kay. I don't know what Journey is.
I have no idea.
Okay, it was Dishonored by 70% of the vote.
Both games are really good.
Okay. So Ryan said he had no skin in this one. I believe you have a lot of skin in this one.
It's going to be Sims.
Portal 2 versus The Sims 3.
Oh, shit.
Oh, 3?
That was a giddy jump and like a clap.
I get so excited when people talk about Sims.
Aperture Science.
Okay.
Portal 2, definitely.
Portal.
The Sims 3 was probably the worst one.
Okay, so Portal 2 by 72%.
Hell yeah.
That's massive.
All right. Next, God of War 2018 and StarCraft.
I know the answer to this one already.
Oh. I want StarCraft.
Okay.
God of War.
I want God of War, but I'm going to say StarCraft.
God of War.
God of War by 90%.
Oh, good God.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. Next, Sid Meier's Civilization 4 versus Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Oh,
this is easy.
I really like them both. I bet Sid Meier won.
Okay. Yeah.
I played Black Flag. I just got into
Civ 6, and I really love it. But I'm going to say Black Flag.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to go Black Flag.
Oh, Sid.
Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Really?
85%.
Wow. Because the Civilization games are widely popular.
Right, right, right. This one was hard for me.
Daredevil or Daredevil?
The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Oh, the best game.
Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
No, Ocarina of Time.
Generation thing.
So
again.
I would argue that Majora's Mask is better than Ocarina of Time.
That one was so stressful.
Majora's Mask is the worst Zelda game ever made.
It's got horror elements. I love it.
I hate
there
it.
There is the Zelda CDI games for Philips CDI.
Oh, that's true.
Those are the worst games.
Yes, those are the worst.
Okay, so we got Zelda.
What was the other option?
Skyrim.
I'd say Zelda.
Okay.
Going Zelda.
I'm going to say Skyrim because I think all of the people are young and dumb.
Skyrim by 63%.
Mm. Oh, it's not that. Mm.
Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time gets knocked out in the first round. Bioshock v. Mm-hmm. Overwatch.
I like... Overwatch probably wins, but I like Bioshock more. Okay.
I like Bioshock. I'm going to side with Bioshock.
Bioshock.
Bioshock won by 65%.
Oh, yes.
That's a surprise.
Minecraft v. Fable 2.
Oh, shit.
Fable 2.
Minecraft totally won, but I like Fable 2.
No.
Okay. Minecraft?
I haven't played either one of them. I will guess Minecraft.
Okay.
I'm going Minecraft.
Fable 2.
It was Minecraft. 71%.
Yeah.
The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt or Diablo 2?
Ooh.
Diablo 2?
Witcher 1, but I like Diablo 2.
Okay. So Witcher?
Witcher.
Okay.
I'll go Witcher.
Okay.
I want it to be a Diablo. I'm going to say Diablo.
It is Witcher, 85%.
Mm-hmm. I have a good track record.
So the last on
you have your finger on the pulse of the community.
The glasses, yeah. It's the glasses. All right. So this is the last matchup of the west side of the bracket. Doom versus Inside.
Which Doom?
Which Doom?
Just says Doom.
Doom. All of them.
Doom.
Doom.
Yeah.
Doom won, 76%. Over to the other side. Okay. Over here. Super Mario World versus Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Smash Brothers?
Smash
Brothers.
I want to say Super Mario World because
Super Smash, 60%.
That competitiveness and the multiplayer-ness is what really.
All right. Yeah. Next.
I know, but I love Super Mario World.
I know.
The
so
Last
I...
of Us versus Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater.
Metal Gear. Oh. I'm not ready to answer
that
line.
All right.
I'm going to go Last of Us.
Okay.
Last of Us.
Okay.
No, Middle Gear.
Okay, all right.
Last of Us.
Last of Us, 74%. Yes.
I like Metal Gear Solid 3 better than Last of Us, but Last of Us was still a
next
great game.
Next is the battle of the sequels. Halo 2 versus Mass Effect 2.
Oh.
Mass Effect 2.
You
Ryan is hurt.
Even a coronary over here.
He looks like he got hit in the heart.
I could do exactly this for an entire podcast with just me reading lists and having people guess. I am so happy right now. Go ahead.
I love them both so much. Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
Halo 2,
69%.
Oh, nice.
That's like the nostalgia. I'm like, that was the previous Fortnite.
We have Grand Theft Auto 5 versus Uncharted 2.
I know the answer to this.
Uncharted, because I don't like Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
I would love Uncharted to win, but it's going to be Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto 5, 75%.
Yeah.
All right. Street Fighter 2 versus Pokemon Yellow.
Pokemon.
Strictly because it is literally the most famous franchise ever, Pokemon.
Also Pokemon.
It literally is. Okay. It is a the most successful franchise.
So Pokemon won so far the closest, 53% to 47%.
Wow. That's
because
way...
you gotta think the competitive Street Fighter 2 arcade guys.
Yep.
Yes.
That's a huge, huge market too. All right, next. Super Mario 64 versus Batman Arkham City.
64.
Okay.
Super Mario.
It's Arkham City.
Okay.
Arkham.
Age, I'm going to say Arkham.
Arkham City, 61%. Mm. Dark Souls versus Shadow of the Colossus.
Probably.
This was a Mike heartstring one.
Yeah.
Right here.
Oh, both are so good.
These are two games that Mike will talk
both
about
are
for
so
hours.
So good.
Dark Souls.
Okay.
I'm not ready to answer.
What was the other one besides Dark Souls?
Shadow of the Colossus.
I'm going to go Shadow.
I'm also going to go Shadow.
My answer is Dark Souls.
Dark Souls, 66%.
Okay. Wow.
Next, Half-Life 2 versus Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Half-Life.
Boobs.
Yeah, that's well, okay, here's the thing about Rise, about this particular like series of Tomb Raider. They really like lowered the sexuality of Laura. Not that she isn't sexy, but
lack
like
of boobs.
Yeah, there's a lack
Get
of boobs.
It.
Yeah, so but I would go with Half-Life.
I think I'm gonna go Half-Life 2.
Tomb Raider
1.
Oh, wow. Nice.
52%. This was the closest.
That's tight.
Wow. That nice.
We've now upped it.
All right. That's a tough one because I know so many people loved Half-Life 2, but then
everybody loved the reboot though.
Next, mm-hmm. Super Metroid versus Apex Legends.
Metroid.
I mean, hold on a second. Apex is going to win, but I'm siding with Metroid anyway.
Apex,
54%.
Yes.
Oh, also close.
Yep. Animal Crossing New Horizons versus Titanfall 2.
Oh, that's easy.
I'm guessing Animal Crossing 1.
I mean, if Elijah Wood is playing it and everyone's jumping on his island, it's got to be Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
Titanfall
2.
Wow. Oh, wow.
7%.
Yes.
Titanfall is
popular. You were on point on the West bracket, not so great on the East bracket.
Hey, I've only been on the East Coast. I know it's unrelated.
All right.
For like a year.
So next, Half-Life Alyx versus Bloodborne.
Bloodborne.
Ooh. I actually own Alyx, but I haven't played it yet because it takes a VR setup.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think Bloodborne.
Yeah, Bloodborne. VR is a little bit inaccessible still. Mm-hmm.
Bloodborne
by 70%.
Yep.
Tetris versus Rock Band.
Oh, shit.
Rock Band.
Tetris.
Okay.
Rock Band is like a light bulb that burned bright and then it just went dark. So yeah. I'm going to go with Rock Band.
Okay.
I'm going to go Tetris. It's old school.
Okay. So Tetris, 68%.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
There's fanatics about Tetris. There are fanatics.
I mean, a form of Tetris, not that long ago, because everything has a form of Tetris now.
Yeah. Some of the newer generations of Tetris where they add different rules and different dynamics to it, some of them are really fun games.
All right. So next we have Hades versus Metroid Prime.
Oh, man.
Metroid.
Hades.
Okay.
I love Metroid Prime, but I'm going to go Hades.
The music of Hades is just amazing.
Metroid.
Metroid won 54%. So
okay. I can get behind that.
Super Mario Brothers 3 versus Persona 5.
Mario. Ooh.
Again, another game Mike loves.
I'll go with Mario.
Okay.
Mario.
Okay.
Yeah, Mario.
Mario, 70%. Okay, we're down to the last two matchups on the East. So we've got Castlevania Symphony of the Night or Resident Evil 4?
Resident Evil.
Yes.
I'm going Castlevania.
Okay.
Castlevania and Metroid spawned the Metroidvania game. So I'm going to go with Castlevania.
Symphony of the Night was the PlayStation 1.
Yep. That was PlayStation 1. Yep. That was Alucard.
Yep.
And
yep.
that was yep. one of the few Castlevanias that had a direct sequel.
The music in that.
Yes.
And it's still considered one of the greatest games of like all time.
I actually just recently replayed it like 6 months
ago. But Resident Evil 4 won 79%.
Oh, that's pleasant.
Wow.
So okay. Now we have Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild versus Final Fantasy VII.
Oh,
the remake? 1997 version. They have this one in quotes.
Because
not
the new
remake.
Not
yeah,
the remake.
I go against the grain when it comes to the remake, but I'm going to say 7.
Zelda.
I'm going Zelda.
Zelda 65%.
Nice.
All
nice.
Right. Next.
Because everyone's screaming for Breath of the Wild 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So here we go. Red Dead Redemption versus Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
God, I
some Rockstar on Rockstar action going on here.
I don't care.
You have to say one.
Red Dead.
Okay.
San Andreas.
Okay.
San Andreas.
Okay.
San Andreas.
51%.
Really?
San Andreas.
Wow. What's yeah.
Next.
Wow.
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic
yes.
versus Fallout New Vegas.
Star Wars.
It's going to be Star Wars.
KOTOR.
Star Wars.
With 51%.
Ooh, close.
What?
Yeah.
Fallout New Vegas.
Damn it.
Oh, jeez.
Damn it.
Yes. All right. World of Warcraft, Burnout 3 Takedown.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
This is
I can't believe fucking Burnout made it past the first round.
This is going to be one of the, like, if it doesn't go wow, I will get
Chrono
pissed.
Trigger. How did Burnout 3 beat Chrono? Okay, never mind. All right.
It's, I'm, I...
I think we need to make our own list.
It's going to be World of Warcraft.
Okay.
I want
end of the
Warcraft.
Year, we will do it.
Wow.
Okay.
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft, 60%.
Okay. Okay.
So, Call of Duty 4, yeah. Modern Warfare, and Dishonored.
Call of Duty.
Go with fish. COD.
Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. Call of Duty. Okay. COD.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, 78%.
Okay.
Portal 2 versus God of War, 2018.
Portal 2.
God of War.
God of War.
God of War.
God of War, 79%. Yeah. All right, next. Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
Name Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, Elder Scrolls, Skyrim.
Assassin's Creed.
Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Skyrim,
58%. BioShock versus Minecraft.
Oh, good God. Minecraft?
It's going to be Minecraft.
But I want BioShock
to
win.
It better not be Minecraft.
Minecraft, 57%. Yeah. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt versus Doom.
Witcher.
Witcher.
Witcher, because they all love Witcher. They all love them Henry Cavills. So they're gonna
Witcher was 76%. Going over to the next side. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate versus The Last of Us.
Smash.
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 Last of Us, 64%.
Oh, yes. Okay. Wow.
We're all wrong.
Halo 2 versus Grand Theft Auto 5.
Halo. Fuck Grand Theft Auto.
Halo 2, though.
It's going to be GTA.
I think it's going to be 5. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5 is.
Grand Theft Auto 5, 72%. Pokemon Yellow versus Batman Arkham City.
Pokemon.
I'm going to go with Pokemon.
I want to go Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Batman Arkham City.
Oh, you're shitting me.
67%.
Yeah, wow.
I wonder if you could figure out the demographic of who's voting on these based on the
people that are on Twitter and Instagram. Dark Souls versus Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Tomb Raider.
Dark Souls at 54%, so it's pretty close. Apex Legends versus Titanfall 2.
Apex.
Probably Apex.
I'll go Apex.
Titanfall.
Titanfall, 59%. Oh, nice. Bloodborne and Tetris.
I don't know.
Tetris.
But talk
Tetris.
About two opposite right? ends of the spectrum of games.
How does that matchup even happen?
Yeah.
Where do you even begin? Bloodborne.
Okay.
With Dark Souls winning, probably Bloodborne.
Tetris.
Bloodborne, 55%.
Mm.
Metroid Prime versus Super Mario Bros. 3.
Mario.
I'll go with Mario.
I'm going to go Metroid to be different.
Mario.
Mario, 72%.
Figured.
Resident Evil 4 versus Breath of the Wild.
Oh, Breath of the Wild.
Resident Evil.
I'm going to go Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
Breath of the Wild, 55%.
Okay.
Moving on. Next bracket. San Andreas versus Fallout New Vegas.
I was part of the Green Gang. It was very exciting.
Ryan abstains from vote.
I don't know.
I'll go with San Andreas.
It's probably that.
San Andreas, 69.
If this game wins,
69. Nice.
If stupid Grand Theft Auto win this bracket, I'm gonna throw your phone at the wall.
Weird.
Listen, we don't. Okay, we don't. Next, World of Warcraft versus Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
This is where we're going to start getting into the stupid options. It's going to be Call of Duty.
Okay.
Right. Is Call of Duty the one, this one, the one that they did the zombie, the first, like, successful zombies?
Yeah, this is, like, Call of Duty Modern Warfare is the one that kind of brought it back. Like, they had Hans Zimmer doing the score, and it was, like, the first big cinematic overarching story instead of just, you know, going out and shooting people.
Okay.
So it's kind of what made it what it is now.
Yeah.
So, Jamie?
Wow.
Call of Duty, 75%.
Wow. Yep.
All right. This one was tough for me.
Okay.
God of War, Skyrim.
Scrim.
I think God of War.
I'll go with the axe-wielding barbarian. Oh, hey, that's both games.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's going to be God of War.
God of War.
God of War was 64%. God of War is smashing through everybody. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt or Minecraft?
Oh, hell.
Three stupid
Minecraft?
Options.
Minecraft?
Minecraft.
I'm going to go Witcher.
Witcher.
It is The Witcher with 58%. Oh, good.
That makes me Minecraft. More happy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Likes you. Last of Us versus Grand Theft Auto 5.
Good God. Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
I hate this game.
Grand Theft Auto.
Last of Us.
Grand Theft Auto, 58%.
Damn. It's getting Batman, tighter.
Batman Arkham City versus Dark Souls.
Batman.
Dark Souls.
Batman.
Batman.
Batman, 64%.
Okay.
Titanfall 2 versus Bloodborne.
Titanfall.
Bloodborne.
Bloodborne.
Titanfall.
Bloodborne, 52%. Super Mario Brothers 3 versus Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Oh. Zelda.
I'll go with Zelda.
Link.
Zelda.
64% for Breath of the Wild.
Yep.
All right, so now we'll just stick on this side, and we'll go Grand Theft Auto 5 versus Batman Arkham City.
Batman. Come on, Batman.
Also Ryan, Batman. We're getting to the end of the
Come
bracket.
Come on, Batman.
It's
going
to be Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
Batman.
Grand Theft Auto. 62%.
They're so excited. It's like in the PlayStation showcase. We have Grand Theft Auto 5.
Bloodborne versus Breath of the Wild.
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 And that's the winner by 65%.
Breath of the Wild's going to beat Grand Theft Auto.
No, it's not. All
right. It really so is then, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas versus Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Oh, Call of Duty.
I don't care.
Come on,
loses.
Call of Duty.
It's going to be Grand Theft Auto 5. No, San Call
Andreas.
Of Duty. I think it'll be Call of Duty.
It's San Andreas.
Call of Duty.
Come on, Call of Duty.
San Andreas, 63%.
Nice.
God of War 2018 so versus The Witcher 3.
Oh.
God of War.
Witcher.
God of War.
Witcher.
God of War, 61%.
Oh, my
God
goodness.
God of War, just like, smashing. All right, so now we have...
It's going to be killed by Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas versus God of War.
Oh, no.
God of War. God of War. God of War.
I'm going to chat. Ready? God of War. God of War. God of War. God of War.
Okay. God of War, 61%.
Oh, yes.
The other side, we have Grand Theft Auto 5 versus
Grand Theft Auto 5 just got
San
killed.
Andreas. No.
Two different ones.
Oh, good God. There's
Grand Theft Auto 5 versus Legend of Zelda Breath of the
Breath
Wild.
Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild.
5 versus... Oh, it's going to be Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
It is Grand Theft Auto.
No!
55%.
That's been going for, like, what, 11 years now?
That was
actually
the
a big controversy.
The winner is revealed today. I don't even have the winner in this one, but
we did all this for no reason. No.
I will find it. It's been revealed today, but on this bracket that I have in front of me,
okay.
Our finalist is God of War 2018 versus Grand Theft Auto 5.
Aww.
All right, listeners, pause the podcast, place your bets in your own betting pools, and then push play again. That was dumb. Don't do that.
All right, pulling up IGN right now. The suspense. The suspense.
Where did they get their choices? I don't like their choices.
And they made sure to put a Grand Theft Auto on the east and the west.
On either side.
They didn't have Vice City in there.
They didn't have Sonic the fucking Hedgehog, which would have won, obviously. We all know this.
What is that Sega does that Nintendo don't?
I feel well represented in this because they had KOTOR, they had Mass Effect, they had Mario, they had Zelda. I feel very well represented.
They only had one Sims, and it was the worst one.
No Crash Bandicoot.
Really? All right.
What was the Uncharted?
We have a winner. In the final.
What's the percentage first?
I'm seeing if it will show me the percentage.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That was a weird feeling.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm actually on the edge of my seat.
They actually haven't broken. They haven't broken up on the percentages on both of the because they had it on Twitter and on Instagram. So there's two different percentages. But unanimously.
What's the percentage at first? Tell us the percentage first.
One on Twitter, it was 63.2%. And on YouTube/Instagram, it was 63%.
So not super close.
That's
God
weird.
Of War.
Oh, good.
Oh,
yeah.
The
best video game of all time.
Faith in humanity restored.
They did have a 57% chance on a unofficial one, but God of War still won that one. So God of War won at 57, 63, and 63.2 across all platforms. Kratos is the man.
Yes.
I'm boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so you ready for a funny story? So I call my son boy all the time because of God of War, to the point that my daughter, when she refers to him at school, she refers to him as the boy. She's like, yeah, I went into the boy's room yesterday, or yeah, I was playing with the boy, and the teacher walks up to my wife and goes, does he not have a name? Does she not know his name? Does she not like his name? And she's like, no. My husband, it's like a nickname, kind of. And she goes, oh, okay. I was legitimately worried. Because I will walk into the house and go, boy. And you'll hear. Looks at me. And then just turns around. Like, what? Oh, nothing? Fuck you, too.
I'm going back to Minecraft.
No.
But yeah, that was fun. And I really wish they would do these. I think we should do one. Maybe not a bracket, because friggin' Facebook took away the thing to just do. Because we used to do it.
Oh, really?
We used
I didn't
to
know
do
that
the,
they took it
we
away.
We had the
yeah,
best
they took
fighting.
Away because Push My Buttons podcast has completely like ruined it for
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, we ruined it because it was getting put everywhere.
They're like, we have to stop this Push My Buttons.
It was our annual thing, and we had two that we got done, and it was really awesome. We had the fighting game characters, and we had the like platformer character, and that was so much fun. And then they got rid of the option to put a fucking poll in a Facebook post, and it ruined it. So we can't do that, but maybe we can do a end of the year best games, like top five for each of us at the end of the year, and we can have Ryab come back for that too.
Yeah,
and we can talk about our five favorite games we played this year, and then five favorite games that were released this year. So future,
I like it.
Future, but yeah, that's.
What
that's,
if I never played a game in the year that it was released?
Well, that would not surprise anybody who knows you.
You're still going through Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't started Odyssey because I took a side quest and started doing Mass Effect.
That's fine.
Good old Mass Effect.
So I was gonna. So I finished Origins.
Legendary Edition would count, wouldn't it?
One of the only games ever that I played out in the year that it came out.
There you go.
But I took a break from Assassin's Creed and I went to my Switch and I started. I was trying to finish Sword and Shield, but then Legendary Edition Mass Effect came out and then I paused that to play Legendary Edition.
I have beaten Sword. Or Shield twice now.
Yeah?
I got bored because it was before the DLC came out, so I started a new character. But I was not smart, and I did not bank my legendary, so I could then use him as trade bait so I could get both legendaries in one game. I'm not smart, but...
No, you're not.
I'm not smart.
It's like you haven't played a lot of Pokemon games.
Like, who does that?
But I'm kind of ready to do it again and just bank all my Pokemon because I paid for the Pokemon Home, the 99 cents. I'm just going to put all of them in there and then start a new game.
Can you actually put them all back?
You can.
Yeah. Well, so, I'll send them to the Fuck Factory, which is where Ditto lives. And I will create one of each one of them in their base form at level one, so I will have all the Pokemon. Like, right when I start the game, I will transfer over everything, and my Pokedex will be full immediately.
Good luck.
Like, I did it already.
I don't know what kind of message this gives in the game, but if you have a Japanese Ditto...
Which I do!
They are... better breeding stock.
Yes.
than another nationality's
exactly.
Ditto.
Exactly.
I don't know why.
They pump out the ones with the good stats.
But they do. They will produce higher stats and higher shiny rate of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
But they did make it that way on purpose.
Yep, I've got a Japanese
really?
Ditto that lives in the Fuck Factory. Which is something that, like, when my friends are like, hey, you know, I want to Growlithe, because I have Sword and you have Shield, and Growlithe isn't Shield. I'm like, hold on, let me go take Arcanine to the Fuck Factory. I'll say that out loud as someone walks through the room, and I'm like, hi. It's a nursery. It doesn't make it sound better, but they are fucking there. yes. But
I am super excited for the next one.
Yes, for me too.
What is it?
Arceus
Legends.
Legends. Yeah, yeah. I'm very, very excited for that one. The more they release about it, the more I'm like, this is amazing.
Next is Diamond and Pearl the remake. Come out
first. Yeah. Yes. Chase. So, oh, he doesn't listen. He really doesn't listen to this one. So I got this for him for his birthday.
It'll be both. Remember, it'll be both.
He doesn't listen. So I got,
or at least this far.
I got this for him for his birthday, and he really wants. I don't want to play it. The diamond one, because I just don't, and he really wants to play it, so I guess I'll play it to play with him, but and I don't know which one I'm getting, because I'm gonna give them both to him and then he's gonna give me back one.
So are you ready for my OCD, what I did in Shield? This is almost a U level OCD.
Do you know I have every Pokemon in Pokemon Home now? I have the I have the Pokedex complete.
So I went.
Wow. You really did catch them.
I haven't
them
done that since X.
I went through. Wow. And
I may
caught,
have cheated.
I have or two. I have like one or two left in my Pokedex to get, like, that are from like the other legendary and stuff like that. But every Pokemon that I own is caught with a regular Pokeball.
Oh wow!
Every single one, legendaries, everything.
Because you need to have the
because
uniform
my OCD,
Pokeball
exactly. I need to have the red and white
there
Pokeball.
Are better
the other ones,
ones
are bullshit. There's only one Pokeball. It's on the logo.
Oh, my gosh.
You know how much time I spent? I had like 800 when I was catching the,
I should just engineer you like a Pokeball.
Zenazenta?
Yeah. Like autocannon.
Yes. That's basically what I do. I do the same thing in Pokemon Go. I
Why?
Just throw them and throw them and throw them.
How
and
much
I was
money
like,
have
I'm going to outlast
on
you. I don't.
In Pokemon Go?
I got like 400, and then I just keep getting more regular Pokeballs from the stops. I don't buy anymore.
Oh my gosh,
I'm trying
Luke.
To get rid of the Ultra Balls. But yeah, my OCD.
He throws his Ultra Balls away.
I do. To make room for regular. I do this. Actually, no. Ultra Balls I keep. Great Balls I throw away. So it's regular and Ultra. That's it.
Why keep Ultra Balls?
Just in case there's something that I know I'm never going to run into again, then I might do it. I'll break my rule for that. But like in the regular games where I can create a save right before I find a legendary, I was like, okay, cool. There's a raid here.
You know, you probably couldn't do that with the older games. Like in between, I think you could probably do it with Yellow and Red and Blue, but I don't think you can do
it
all with the Silver to like... Probably Diamond and Pearl.
My OCD really started in Let's Go Pikachu because I wanted to catch all the original. Because that's what it started. All the original 150 Pokemon, 151.
Two.
That in the regular Pokemon.
I got my...
So Mewtwo kicked my ass.
Yeah, I bet.
I was like, fuck, potion, fuck, potion, don't kill yourself. And he's trying to... perform seppuku as I'm trying to catch him. No, Mewtwo, I'm trying to save your life.
You make your life so much easier if you just use an Ultra Ball. Or like, I don't know. The premium balls look good. Those are the all white ones.
I do like those.
I don't like those. Those are my pretty. Least favorite ones.
My personal favorite, I think,
they
is the quick ball.
They make me think of a geisha.
Ball. See? But if I could catch, like, my other OCD that I was going to do was the ones that are like blue and not the great balls, but like the ones like catch in the water.
The
aqua balls?
The aqua balls or whatever. Those ones I would
favorite.
Catch all of my water type in those ones. But then they would also have to have a fire one, and they'd have to have a ground one, and they'd have to have a psychic one, so I could catch them all in those different colors.
Why don't
ones.
You just keep making the game harder for yourself?
It's a challenge. It's a challenge,
you
and
should,
I
you
love
should,
it.
You should do Nuzlocke while you're at it.
I don't get frustrated with it, like when we play Cuphead. Usually I would be insanely frustrated with that,
but
that
you're
game,
playing
I'm
with me.
Like,
you're playing with me, and we were having fun.
Let's get it. Every time I play that game, to this day, I know I'm gonna die 9 million times. I'm just like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. Huh, almost there. Got shot by the fucking sunflower.
Cuphead.
I know you do, and you both made me hate it, and I never even played
Mike,
it.
Mike, you want to visit on Halloween again? all right, that's all I got for the episode.
I got one other news story.
Oh, go ahead.
And this is why I was punching in numbers into my calculator and stuff.
I thought you were figuring out how, because Jamie was talking about the Galaxy of Heroes. I thought you're calculating how long it would take to get the things that he was saying.
He's over here crunching the numbers.
No, I was crunching numbers. So, okay, back to the Activision, because I always bring that story up.
There was a fourth legal action done against Activision. I think I've talked about it in every single episode for like seven episodes now. So, but the latest legal action was Activision Blizzard was being sued by the employee organization for, again, since the lawsuit, the first lawsuit back in July occurred. Still, discrimination, lack of protections, empty promises. So Activision Blizzard promptly settled that lawsuit because they didn't want a fourth legal action like against them. And they settled for $18 million and a bunch of promises. Now, there's a problem with the $18 million. Mm-hmm. And it's the fact that Activision is valued at $72 billion. For people who don't get the discrepancy between million and billion, okay, you can earn $5,000 every day since Christopher Columbus discovered the Americas, and you would still not have $1 billion today. Okay, so $18 million is a drop in the bucket. So people are pissed because Activision Blizzard can afford.
They're the Call of Duty guys.
Yes.
And the World of Warcraft.
How many rounds of IGN polls did we win?
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, so they only paid $18 million. People are like, that's a slap in the face. But yeah, that's the only news update that I had.
Wow. It's disappointing.
It is very disappointing. It is. That's all I got.
I really like those kind of breaking it down that way. Because when you get up into that high of numbers, that quantity is unfathomable.
Yeah, it is. That's why like in engineering we do scientific notation, mm-hmm. yeah. right? Because it's easier to see where it increases, but it gets really hard. People, there was a study done at one point where they just polled people and they're like, here's a number line, place where 100 is, place where 1 million is, and place where 1 billion is, and people got it wrong the majority of the time. Like million would be like somewhere close to the middle, and 1 billion was all the way on the right. But in reality, no, 100 and 1 million are right next to each other, and 1 billion's all the way on the other side. And so when you break numbers down like that, it really brings to light how much Activision Blizzard can put forward, and they didn't.
Right.
So
there's an unusual concentration of engineers on this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is.
And then Pat.
Listen, I fancy myself an engineer when I create things with the duct tape. I will take the honorary title.
Duct tape and WD-40 is all you need to be a good engineer.
All right. Yeah, that's all I got.
McNoodle.
What?
We're good for one random pass per episode.
I mean, Super Quick, anything fun you guys have been playing?
Normally we do.
I think we kind of covered that in the beginning.
I've been playing Mass Effect.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah. I'm wrapping up Battletech, and I will start Mass Effect up again pretty soon.
Nice.
And Bayonetta 1.
Bouncing between Mass Effect, rounds of Call of Duty when I can get the time in. But mostly what I'm doing is playing old PS4 games from the hard drive and seeing if they look better on the PS5. Literally, I load it up, I play for 10 minutes, I go, that looks the same. Next. That's
very
cool. That's about what I've been doing.
I stopped playing Gears because I turned in my Xbox One in, got a new Xbox, and lost my game save. Except the horrible thing is I have no game save, but it saved all of the cogs, and so when I'm looking for cogs and I'm supposed to have a cog there, there's no cog, and I'm very mad about it, so I'm trying to figure that out, and then just is nothing.
Basically, I've just been streaming Horizon Zero Dawn.
But, I saw that.
Yeah, it's been fun. One of my guildmates stopped in. Yeah, one of my friends stopped in from the guild, and he was like, you die a lot. And I'm like, stupid
yeah,
machine.
I just shut up.
And then I was like, you weren't watching when I just beat that thing with like 3 seconds.
I can't imagine somebody watching me stream and being like, why are you looking at this? Why are you looking here for this long? And I was like, because it's pretty.
Because I'm looking up a walkthrough. Shut up.
Or that.
I am Googling.
I might do Ghost of Tsushima on the PS5 just so everyone can see it.
Yeah, I want to try that out too.
You stream, Ryan.
Everybody be like, why is he going all the way over there? There's a side quest.
I was like, because I was looking to see if there was something over in this corner that nobody ever goes in that they hide.
This suspicious corner looks very treacherous.
If I was a developer, I would hide something out here.
We need to stream playing Sonic Mania where we can be Sonic and Tails.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
With liquor.
Make
sure.
Make Luke Tails.
No.
You guys I do can't. Have a holiday
I want
up.
Tails.
Also, the way to beat Sonic games is if Tails is in it,
mm-hmm.
Sonic, you just stay alive. Tails
yeah.
can Tails is an omnipotent being in the Sonic games. Sonic just has to duck in the corner while Tails takes care of the boss. Sonic, your job, get through the level. When you get to the
get
bad
rings
guy,
and then stay out of the way.
Yeah. You go fast, and that's all you got to do. Stay in the damn corner. Tails is going to fuck up Eggman.
And then I like to go fly. Like, my favorite part of Tails is he could fly, and that was the best thing. So I've always been a Tails fan. And then, well, if you're carrying your fat ass around, he gets tired.
Sonic thick. He's got a lot of energy. All right. That's all we got. You can check me and Ryan out on Nerd Dome.
Yes.
This will also be uploaded on the Nerd Dome.
And it will be uploaded faster than I can upload the episode.
You can check out me and the Podcast Without Fear on Nerd Dome. And then you can check out Luke on Push My Buttons.
Yes, which is this-ish. Is there anything else you guys got to say?
I'm just excited. Metroid Dread is next week. I can't believe it's here. October came fast, so I'm looking forward
to it. I'm going to put up Halloween decorations this weekend. Super excited about it.
My Day of the Dead decorations already up.
I have to wait till we get back from Disney, but that week, the 2 weeks before. I'm going to be in California, like, I think right after you leave.
Oh, I'm leaving on the 7th.
Okay, yeah, we're getting there, like, on the 13th. Okay. So.
Happy October 13th.
Yeah.
Is it a Friday?
No, it's not.
No, it's a Wednesday.
8th is Friday.
Mm.
But
it's my birthday
go
on...
Pat.
Oh, go Pat.
Go Pat.
It's my birthday on the 6th of October. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks for listening, guys.
So, everyone call Mike and sing him happy birthday that listens to this. How many listen to it on this podcast?
A lot?
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised to find out because I don't think anybody
listened. We would do this if nobody listened.
That's what I thought we were doing.
You picked up a new listener this week because I started listening.
Yes. Excellent.
I'm on episode 11 or 12.
Are you going to run into
that's
the U episode?
That's where I joined.
Yeah, I'm on the first one where you're on.
Yes.
That's the one I listened to.
If I could suggest an episode, the episode Mike and I discussing the accessibility in games.
Oh, yeah, that was like a couple episodes ago. That was a really good episode.
That was a really good, because we really had two completely different points of view, and we didn't yell at each other when we talked about it.
Well, because we're fucking adults.
We're adults.
Like, we can discuss these things, and I'm okay with changing my opinion.
Right.
I'm also listening to it at 2x speed so I can catch up, which is great fun.
Yeah, perhaps we can do that in future episodes. Listeners, if you like to hear like ideas where we have different opinions on something, like the accessibility episode, and like discuss it, hey, I'm willing to do that too.
That was like our most, like, we've got a professional topic. Like, if we ever did one on the, the gaming industry, working them too hard. What's the word?
The crunch.
The crunch.
Yeah.
How do I know that? Because I never heard that term before. I listened to this podcast.
That would be a good one.
That was another discussion that you and I had because I was kind of close to saying, like, I almost don't want to get Cyberpunk 2077. Yep. And your opinion was that hurts the developers.
The actual developers. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we revisiting that with more people and different opinions.
As an adult, you went and talked to some game developer friends and changed your stance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Guys, changing stances is not a weakness. Like, I mean, look at me.
Unless you were racist before.
And feel him.
Yes. Or you become racist afterwards.
Yeah, then that's...
Don't be a Nazi and you're fine.
Right.
All right. Hey, Captain Platinum.
Hey, everybody. Game harder.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya!
God damn it.
Somewhere in a movie studio corporate boardroom. Okay, pitch me something good, see?
All right, there's a war. It's in the stars. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away?
That would never work. Next.
All right, so there's an alcoholic tech billionaire, and he's captured by terrorists, builds himself a robot suit to escape, then goes on adventures saving the world with Norse gods and unfrozen World War II superhero.
Boo. Next.
All right, right. This unknown boxer from Philly takes on the champ. Inspirational sports movie.
Not woke enough.
Okay. How about a podcast about movie franchises, how they get made, and whether the movies hold up or not.
Go on.
And we review the movies and talk about them?
I can put that on a lunchbox, and we'll call it Kiss Your Franchise Goodbye. It's the best idea I ever had.
I'm Mark.
And I'm Brooke.
And I'm Andy. Subscribe to Kiss Your Franchise Goodbye on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening now.
Join us every week along with special guests to discuss some of our favorite movie franchises and why the world seems to revolve around them.
Through November, we're discussing the films surrounding James Bond in a miniseries we're calling On Her Majesty's Secret Podcast.
Not just Bond, also Bond-adjacent movies like Austin Powers, Top Secret, unofficial Rogue Bond movies.
Atomic Blonde, The Rock, and some of these will be exclusive to GNN Network subscribers.
Join us with new episodes at the beginning of most weeks, barring any problems with our spy gear.
You expect me to podcast?
No, Bond. I expect you to...
Kiss your franchise goodbye.
This show is part of the Geek Nerd Network.
Geek Nerd Network.
Find more shows like it at geeknerdnetwork.com.
This is GNN.